Mr. Chairman, you've all heard, I'm quite sure, of the Flying Dutchman. But probably no one here ever heard of the Flying Scotsman. Now, what happens is that, as you know, flight was probably the eternal dream of humankind until we actually managed to achieve it. And for practically our entire history, flight was the exclusive attribute of the gods, which tormented the best spirits of Europe and stimulated them to find a way to just take off and soar to the skies. You probably know that Leonardo da Vinci himself devised plans for a helicopter, which obviously never took off. But what you don't know is that one of da Vinci's contemporaries, a Scotsman, might have managed to achieve some measure of controlled flight. Now, the King of Scotland in those days was James I, a prince of the Renaissance, a patron of the arts and of the sciences. And he loved to have all sorts of artists and alleged scientists at his court. Now, clearly, half of them at least were nothing but crooks. And among that illustrious group, we find this fellow by the name of John Smith, who claimed he was capable to turn, for instance, lead into gold. Obviously, he could never produce gold on an industrial scale, but nonetheless, James kept him at his court. Now, what interests us right now is one particular experiment that John Smith conducted one day. He promised the king that he would fly from the wall of Stirling Castle all the way to France using a pair of wings made out of chicken feathers. And, well, he tried to do precisely that. He got up on the wall, and Stirling Castle has very high walls, and reportedly jumped. Now, as it turns out, according to eyewitness accounts, he fell like a rock and landed on a pile of garbage. So it was not really a success, this flight of our Scotsman. The man came up with an explanation. He said that his mistake was to have used chicken wings. Because as everybody knows, there's a certain attraction that chicken feel for garbage piles. And it was that magnetism that drew him straight into the garbage pile. Suggestions as to, you know, you might rebuild your wings using stork or eagle feathers or something, beg your pardon, were nonetheless discarded by a Scotsman. But it's all very amusing so far, but as it turns out, maybe his attempt was not a complete failure. Because according to archaeologists, the garbage pile, they saw the location, the garbage pile is something like 100 meters away from the actual foot of the wall. So it would seem that John Smith actually achieved glided flight for the first time in history. He built the first usable glider. Had he not, he would have died and he would not have reached the garbage pile. So I think that this otherwise ridiculous character does deserve a place among the early pioneers of flight. Thank you.